Ever get that kind of icky feeling? Like when you're trying to read in a car and suddenly your stomach's doing loop-de-loops?
Motion sickness, yeah, it's
It's
rough.
pretty common though, right?
Oh, huge. Tons of people deal with it.
Well, good news, maybe. Today we're diving into something kind of wild.
Oh, yeah, this one's interesting. Smart glasses, but not just any glasses. These are designed to, get this, outsmart motion sickness.
They call them tunnel vision. Catchy, right?
Definitely attention grabbing. And it's more than just a name, it's the core concept. Researchers at Keio University are behind this.
And we're going deep on their research paper, fresh from the 2021 International Symposium on Wearable Computers, if you can believe it.
Big brains over there.
No kidding. But the basic idea is actually kind of simple: tackle motion sickness at the root.
Sensory mismatch.
Exactly. Our bodies and brains kind of get their signals crossed, and bam, motion sickness.
Think about it. You're on a boat, inner ear screaming, "We're moving!" But your eyes are glued to a book, totally still.
And your lunch makes a reappearance. Not ideal.
Not ideal at all. These tunnel vision glasses, they try to fix that disconnect. By blocking your peripheral vision, they reduce the conflict between what you feel and what you see.
So instead of seeing the entire roller coaster car swaying, you just see straight ahead.
Like looking through a tube almost.
Yeah.
Creates a more stable visual input.
Clever, but are we talking like stylish, sleek Apple glasses here?
Not quite. Think more prototype phase.
Yeah.
A little on the bulky side, honestly.
So still gotta rock the bark bag with those on.
For now, maybe. See, they've swapped out normal lenses for this switchable film, PDLC, they call it. Polymer dispersed liquid crystal.
PDLC rolls right off the tongue.
Right. But basically, it can go from clear to opaque on demand. Blocks your peripheral vision when it needs to.
Like built-in blinders, but for motion sickness?
You could say that. And here's the kicker. They made the nose bridge cut out super specific. 8 centimeter ellipse.
8 centimeters? Why so
They
precise?
measured average distance between people's pupils, factored it all in for comfort.
Dedicated, I'll give him that. Okay, but how do these things actually work? You put them on, and boom, no more motion sickness.
No magic, sadly. They're using Arduino.
Arduino.
It's like an open source electronics platform, basically.
Okay.
So the glasses have these sensors, right? And they can tell when your gaze fixates on something for more than 3.5 seconds.
Staring contest, but with your own glasses.
Kinda. And once you hit that time, boom, tunnel effect kicks in. Peripheral vision gone.
So the longer you stare, the more likely the glasses are to activate.
That's the idea. The assumption being staring straight ahead equals more stable visuals, less sensory conflict.
Makes sense, I guess. But did they test this theory
Oh,
out?
they tested it. And get this, they use VR. Way safer than like strapping people to a real roller coaster.
Smart move. Less mess to clean up.
Right. They recruited 19 people, mostly women, average age 25, all prone to motion sickness.
So, prime candidates for testing this out?
Exactly. They had them on this virtual roller coaster, and the goal was to see how the glasses affected their motion sickness, obviously.
How'd they measure that? Did they just ask, so how nauseous are you feeling right now?
They had a more scientific approach, thankfully. They use something called the Simulator Sickness Questionnaire, or SSQ for short. It's a standard thing. It looks at all the classic symptoms: nausea, dizziness, trouble concentrating, even that feeling you get right before
Pray to the porcelain god.
Exactly. And alongside that, they also had people rate how immersive they found the VR experience, how real it felt.
Okay, makes sense. So they had people ride this virtual roller coaster with and without the tunnel vision glasses, right?
Three conditions, actually. No glasses, glasses always on that constant tunnel vision, and then the dynamic version switching on and off.
Smart way to see if there's a difference between just blocking vision and strategically blocking it. But did it work? Did the glasses actually help?
Okay, so both the always on and the dynamic glasses, they significantly reduced motion sickness symptoms compared to no glasses.
Okay, less visual information, less sensory overload makes sense. But what about the immersion thing? Did people feel like they were missing out on the VR experience because their vision was limited?
That's where it gets interesting. There was no difference in reported immersion between clear glasses and the dynamic tunnel vision glasses.
Wait, seriously? You'd think cutting off your peripheral vision, even if it's just sometimes, would make the VR feel less real.
You'd think so, right? But nope. People didn't really notice a difference in terms of how immersive the experience felt.
Wild. Okay, so the glasses seem to work, at least in VR, but what were people actually saying about wearing them? Anyone enjoy having their vision messed with?
One quote really stuck with me. One of the participants said the dynamic glasses, the ones that switched on and off, made the discomfort come on more gradually. Instead of this sudden wave of nausea, it was more of a slow build.
So they had time to, like, adjust, maybe even get used to the feeling a little.
And more importantly, they could focus on the VR content. They weren't so distracted by feeling sick.
Interesting. So it's not just about reducing what you see, it's also about how your brain processes that information. Tricking it, almost. Okay, so the glasses, they're bulky, they've got this weird film, but they seem to work, at least in the lab. But let's be real, who's wearing these things on a roller coaster? Did they even mention trying them in the real world?
They did a little test. Two commuters, prone to motion sickness on trains. They gave them the static tunnel vision glasses.
Okay, so, like, the always-on version, what happened?
Both commuters said their motion sickness was reduced.
No way.
One of them, though, found the film itself distracting, even when it was clear. So there's room for improvement, definitely.
Yeah, if I'm trading in my barf bag for some high-tech glasses, they better be comfortable at least. But still, seeing any reduction in motion sickness outside the lab is a pretty big deal, right?
Huge. It's like a glimpse into a world where motion sickness might not be such a big problem. Imagine long car rides, turbulent flights.
Reading on the bus without wanting to hurl.
The possibilities are kind of mind-blowing.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? A world without motion sickness, road trips, flights, even just reading on the bus, all without that awful feeling.
Pretty incredible to think about. And this research, it really opens up some interesting questions. Mm-hmm. You know, like we always think about immersion in VR, needing that wide field of view. But maybe that's not the whole story.
Right. Maybe our brains are just easily tricked. Like, limit the visual information and suddenly we can actually enjoy the experience more because we're not fighting off nausea the whole time.
Exactly. And think about it, beyond VR even. Autonomous vehicles, right? People are freed up from driving. So could something like tunnel vision make that passenger experience way better?
Ooh, no more backseat drivers. That's a win in my book. But, okay, real talk for a sec. If we're all walking around with our peripheral vision block, isn't that, you know, kind of dangerous?
Yeah, that's the trade-off, isn't it? A controlled environment, like VR, or even an autonomous vehicle, that's one thing. But out in the real world, things get complicated. The researchers, they get that. They said safety is a big priority, obviously.
Right. Wouldn't want to be so busy not getting car sick that I walked straight into a pole because I didn't see it.
Exactly. So finding that balance, reducing discomfort, but keeping people safe, that's key. And honestly, there's even more to consider. Like, how would this go over socially? Would it be like noise-canceling headphones, just another gadget? Or would it be weird? Antisocial, even.
It's funny how something that seems like purely technological can bleed into how we interact, you know?
Totally. It shows that tech is never just tech,
yep.
Right? It's about how we use it, how it changes us, how we see the world even.
Well said. So we'll leave you with that. A world with tunnel vision, what would that look like? The future of motion sickness solutions, pretty wild, right? And who knows, maybe we'll all be rocking these things on our next roller coaster ride.
Maybe.
It's been a fascinating deep dive. Thanks for joining us.